Morning, Masechta Zvachim. We are in the 11th parak. We're up to Mishnah Beis. Chatas Psula Ein Dama Tu'un Kibus. We mentioned in the first Mishnah that when it comes to the Chatas, the sin offering, it's unusual in that if there are any drops of blood which went onto the garment of the Kohen, then it's a requirement to remove that blood through the means of Kibus, of laundering or washing this garment. Has to be completely cleansed of this dam hachatas. However, that's only if the chatas was properly brought. However, if we're dealing with a chatas psula, if we're dealing with a carbon which became invalid, which we'll discuss how that could happen, then no longer is it required to remove this blood which is on this garment. Ben shaya lo shas hakoysher, ben shal haya lo shas hakoysher. Doesn't matter if there was any time in which this carbon was fit for sprinkling its blood or not. Even if at one point it was fit, and therefore this dam did have the capacity of achieving kapara, nonetheless, once it becomes possible, even at one moment that it wasn't invalid, still you no longer have to cleanse this garment. So on this, the Mishnah asks, Ezuhi Shahoya Lo Shas HaKosher. What exactly is this time in which there was a moment for this carbon which became invalid, which became psula, that it had a time which was kosher for sprinkling its dam? So he gives three examples. Shalana, Shenitma, Vishiyatza. Shalana refers to lina, and we're not allowed to have the blood remain overnight. It has to be sprinkled the day in which it was slaughtered, and therefore, up until that night, one was allowed to sprinkle it, and that dam was fine. However, it became invalidated as the night went through the night. Second case is shenitma, an event where the meat of the chatas, the sin offering, or the blood became impure, became tummy somehow before the sprinkling of its blood, or shiatsa, in a time in which they brought the blood or the meat of the sacrifice outside of the sanctuary before it was sprinkled. Even if it was brought back in, it's not allowed to be brought out of the Azara, and if it does, it makes the Chatas Psula. And then the Mishnah concludes by asking the other question, Ve'ezuhi Shalo Hayalo Shasa Kosher. What are examples in which this Chatas never had a moment in which it was kosher for sprinkling? Shenishchata Chutz Lizmana V'chutz Limkoma V'shekiblu Psulin V'zarku Asdama. It gives four examples. In the event that a person would shech this animal with improper thoughts, thinking that it will be eaten outside of the proper time or the proper place, which we've mentioned before was the prohibition of pigul, that invalidates it even through thought, shows us the power of our thoughts. So therefore, never had a moment in which this carbon was kosher. Shekibul psuin, in the event that it received something which made it invalid, or vizarku as dhamma, in the event that it was sprinkled by this person who was posel. So shekibul psuin means that the blood was caught, which was one of the four stages of the avoda of the dam. After the shechita, there's kabbalas the dam, catching it into a kli shareis, into a vessel. And if a psul, a person who is not supposed to do the avoda, such as a non kohen, catches it or does the zrikas adam, that will invalidate the carbon in its entirety. But the point is that in all these situations, since the carbon was psula, if it does get the blood onto the garment, then the exception is made that no longer is it necessary to cleanse that garment.